What was your reaction to today's gospel? It was quite a gospel with lots of vivid imagery about wars and insurrections and plagues and fire and all these things going on. But how did it impact you? I'm guessing that some of you thought, oh, yep, another gospel. I've heard this before. It happens every 3 years. I get what Jesus is getting at, and it just kind of glosses over everything. We become complacent to it. We've heard some gospel passages so much that their impact just isn't there. We just don't feel the force that it's supposed to have on us. And that's always a challenge to us, to relive the gospel and let it impact us again. Some of you might even feel hopeful, that this gospel inspired a sense of hope. And you might think I'm crazy, but for some people, this gospel reminds us that the end is coming and everything will be restored and fine and good again. And so there's hope that Jesus will come back. And so it gives that sense of hope and the things that are to come. My guess, however, is that most of us felt fearful. We hear these stories of nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom and wars, insurrections, plagues, and we go, oh no, what do I do? Maybe even thinking, how do I hide? How do I avoid it? What do I do? If Jesus is giving us this advance warning, maybe we can do something about it. But that's the big challenge for us. So often we hear something like this, and our reaction is to do something about it, like fight against it. Either run away and try and hide away from it all, or to rise up and become like a hero that can fight against the evil of the world and win. As I was reflecting on that, I was thinking very much about many of our iconic figures in fantasy-related stuff that do the same thing. They fight against evil in the world and try to win. Like Mario from Super Mario Brothers. He constantly, over and over and again, fights against Bowser, the big dragon king guy. And so he goes through all these trials and fighting all these evil things to finally win and rescue the princess. Yay! Or Link from The Legend of Zelda, who constantly fights against his nemesis Ganon, who's trying to control the world and make it evil. So every game he fights against Ganon and wins, and yay! Or Harry Potter from the Harry Potter series, fighting against Voldemort, who is trying to make everything evil and take over the magical world, and he finally succeeds and kills him, and yay! That's kind of where it ends, right? In all those examples, what is their end game? What happens after it? We don't know. When Mario rescues the princess, it's just like, yay, you won! Now what? Do they get married? Do they have a happy life? Does Bowser stay in a pit of lava? What happens? What was the purpose of all that? Why did he have to rescue the princess over and over and over again? Or Link, he never fully defeats Ganon. He always comes back again. It's like this endless cycle of evil that we can never get out of. So there is no end game. He just constantly has to keep fighting. Now, Harry Potter did kind of have an end. He got married at the end. And they had children that went off to Hogwarts and started a whole new saga. But that's kind of an anticlimactic ending in some way when the whole world is affected by evil. The question that we wrestle with, the same question that Jesus invites us to ponder, is what is our end game? Do we just take life like any other game and fight against the bad things and try and live a good life, and then what? Or do we have some sort of end in mind? With all that Jesus taught us, his goal is to remind us that heaven is a possibility. That is our end game. That is our hope. That is where all our lives should be directed, to the joys of heaven. To make my point even clearer, we weren't created as a happenstance, like God said, oops, I made humans, too bad they're going to be pretty evil and make a lot of mess of things. Neither did he create us thinking, oh man, they're going to cause a lot of problems, but maybe they'll accept my grace, maybe they'll do something. No, God created us for the purpose of us going to heaven. We forget that. We were created just so we could love God, just so we could have the freedom to choose his will. That's why we exist. So often we think the other way around, that we're just like this happenstance being that's kind of wandering around. No, we have a purpose in us. The purpose was always to get to heaven. So often we kind of mix this up a lot and we say either I want to go to heaven or I feel like I'm forced that direction, which is not true, or I have fallen so far away it's not even a possibility. And that's just not true either. We were directed, made, encouraged. God did everything he could that we may have eternal life with him, that we may live with him in peace forever and ever. That is what we are. And that's why Jesus brings these things up, to remind us again and again, that is our end game, That is the purpose of our lives. That is why everything matters, heaven itself. Now the challenge is, when you hear something like today's gospel with all these horrible things going on, we can easily take up the helm of like, let's fight against evil. We can't. We can instill more justice in the world. We can work to make God's kingdom here with his grace. We can work to undo the horrible things that are happening to some extent and invite God into our world again and again, renewing it again and again. That's also not the point that Jesus brings up either. His point with bringing up the wars and insurrections and plagues and whatnot is to remind ourselves that it's a distraction. It can become so much of our focus that we forget about God. For instance, in the first century, all these things happened. Kingdoms fought against kingdoms, wars, famines, earthquakes, plagues, all that happened in the first century. And it happened in every century for the last 20 centuries, which makes this gospel true in every century, that these things constantly happen. And they constantly remind us and call us back to God himself, who wants to say, don't worry about these things. I've got this. Do you trust me? I will take care of these things. Do you believe that I have a world planned for you in which all these things go away and you'll be at peace? Which is our ultimate challenge. Where is our lives directed? Do we believe that we are on track for heaven? Do we believe that God made us for heaven? Do we believe that we want that and we're directed in that direction? Our lives are actually ordered towards it, or we just kind of do our own thing and hope for the best? Because Jesus is there. He's calling us, inviting us to eternal life with him. We have to choose whether we want it or not. And Jesus reminds us time and time again, the choice is always before you. Do you want to have eternal life with him?